for this reason that Surah Yasin is recited on a dying person. Because the surah, it covers every aspect and every dimension of human life. It covers Qiyamat, it covers Jannat, Jahannam. It speaks about the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, Ayatul Lahumul Ardul Mayta, Ayatul Lahumul Layl. The different manifestation of His Qudrat, it speaks about the beginning of man and the end of man. Maliya la abudul ladhi fatarani wa ilayhi turjaun. So, being the heart of the Quran, it will affect the heart of any person. It will affect his heart. Then he is dying in a state that the Quran Sharif has affected his heart. The chances for him to die with Iman is much greater, far, far greater. In the opening verses of this surah, Allah Ta'ala speaks about some people that had gone for dawat purposes. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِ مُسْنَيْنِ. They went with the purpose of dawat to speak to these people. Two people and third person had supported these two. So this whole dawat, how do we present and how do we conduct ourselves in the dawat, that's been encapsulated in this one ruku. One is, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. When you're going to extend your dawat, then you will meet up with different type of responses. Someone will be for you and someone will oppose you. But what's your duty as a da'i? Your duty as an inviter is to proclaim the message clearly, absolutely clearly. And more especially, when it is a big crowd, it is a new crowd, then you need the person to speak and to be the spokesman of the entire Jamaat who can convey the message clearly, completely, comprehensively. That mustn't be a speaker who is experimenting, who is going through training. One that is going through training, then you can go in a private circle. Old workers, you can speak amongst them. Because it's old workers, they understand the work and they understand that he's a trainee. But it's a new person, it's a new crowd, it's a big crowd, so it must be an experienced speaker. Usko takhtaya mashq na banao. مَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. So the message must be given complete. The stance, what is Islam, what we are standing out for, and what we have come for, what are our objectives, absolutely clear. مَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. So this is the first requirement, the first duty of the da'i, that the message must be proclaimed and clearly, comprehensively. On the side of the people that are going to receive the message, they're going to be mixed responses. Someone is going to reject, someone is going to be rude, someone is going to be aggressive, someone is going to conform. So the da'i and the inviter mustn't be concerned, he mustn't be possessed with these people's responses. They will do what they need to do, but you carry on your work. They will threaten you, they will reject you, they will come up with all type of stories. So you don't be affected, don't be influenced by their responses. إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ. We consider you as an ill fortune, as an ill omen. And if you don't desist, we will stone you to death. لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ. So all these type of threats will come. You carry on your work. You don't worry about the threats, you don't worry about the responses, what they're saying you, what they're telling you, you don't worry. So a da'i will go and he will have this type of responses. You must carry on. Apna kaam ko karte chale jao. Don't worry about the responses. Kaam ki fikr ho, worry about your work and just be focused. The da'i, he doesn't give up. Allah speaks about the mujahid. فَمَا وَهَنُوا كَأَيِّمْ مِن نَبِيٍ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَا ضَعُفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا. That many were the Nabis that had fought, and there were many godly people, Allah wale, godly people who fought alongside with the Nabi. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They weren't weakened on account of the tribulations and the trials that they had encountered in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Well, encountered different type of trials. Someone is hurting you, persecuting you, making accusations, all that will happen. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ. So whatever you encounter, don't weaken down. Now one is a da'i, you'll speak from the platform of a da'i, so you must expect these responses. If your predecessors, the Anbiya, they had gone through the same, you are emulating them, so you will get the same type of response. You'll get it in different ways. Sometimes you'll get it from people that are known, sometimes you'll get this type of responses from people that you don't know. So you must get this, the da'i must get it. People are conforming and agreeing with you, sometimes they're not agreeing. But you can't. You must be a mountain, stable, strong as a mountain, unshakable. You'll have all type of responses coming, people for you, supporting you and against you. So you can't be shattered and you can't be moved by these responses. You just remain still and stern and firm. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ. Look at this verse of the Qur'an. When we recite the Qur'an, the da'i must ponder over the Qur'an. Really, when I think about any work of deen, and especially da'wat, then they must ponder in the Qur'an Sharif. Don't just recite the translation and over. No, you must ponder. So what Allah Pak spoke about these mujahideen? مَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ. The amount of quwwat, strength that you get there, you don't get from anything. This is the word of Allah Ta'ala. Obviously, it's the word of Allah Ta'ala. Kalamul muluk, mulukul kalam. You say, kalamul muluk, mulukul kalam. It's the speech of the kings. The speech of the king is kings. The speech of the king is the king of speeches. The speech of the king is the king of speeches. So it's the word of Allah Ta'ala. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَسْتَكَانُوا. And they didn't give up. You know, مَسْتَكَانُوا, to give up. You know, you see a brave, strong person and you give up. No, you don't give up. No matter what is the opposition, don't worry about the opposition, you carry on your work. You carry on, you be consistent, you be committed, carry on, continue your work. One is the da'i, one is the person that is doing any other deeni work, in a madrasa or whatever. But you carry on, you be persistent, you carry on, continue. Till the last breath you must carry on. Karte karte marna hai, marte marte karna hai. You must carry on your work. So one is you will make your mawqaf, your stance very, very clear. Ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubin. Absolutely clear. Once you have made your mawqaf clear, and the message has been conveyed to the person, then don't harass the person. Don't harass the person. That's not the sifat of a da'i. You don't see a Nabi harassing someone. Or you invited him for 4 months, 6 months, 1 year, whatever it is. Then don't harass the person. When you harass the person, then it spoils the flavor of a beautiful da'wah. Da'wah is who? It's Allah Ta'ala, it's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What are you doing? You're going against the usul. You're breaking it up, then that flavor is gone now. When that flavor is gone now, as good as the da'wat will be, but now he's not attracted. But the disattraction is because of your stupidity. So don't spoil the flavor of the word of Allah Ta'ala. It's the word of Allah Ta'ala. It's great, it's the greatest of work. Don't spoil the flavor. Clear, the message must be clear. Now once you have given the message, then show akhlaq and ikram. You show akhlaq. You will just keep on talking. You're not showing akhlaq and ikram. So, what will people feel? People will feel that these people have no akhlaq, they have no character, they have no way. So, it's going to create a negativity of the work because you're not showing akhlaq, you're not showing ikram, you're not showing respect, you're not showing the person the type of respect that you require to show. Rather, you're forcing, pushing, and drumming the thing into the person's mind. Now, he is going to be turned away. Now, as great as the work is, as good as the work is, but now you really, what you have done, you have turned the person away. Now, he doesn't want to listen to you. By carry on. Adhmaw Thami Sahib Rahmatullah says that one alim, but he doesn't know about Dawat. Very fired up, but he doesn't know about Dawat. So when he had to travel and he has to pass through Delhi, there was an acquaintance and he used to go and stay by that person's house. That person was coming on the line. In a day, at least four namazes, he'll read. One namaz becomes qaza, or if not qaza, he's reading it with a delay. But more or less, he was reading four namazes in the day. Now, he comes and lives here, and he sees that that host of his is a little bit sluggish in getting up for Fajr namaz. So one day he tried getting him up. So he's not getting up on time. So he said, no, I'll get him up at least 1.5 hour before time. So get him up, keep on getting him up, so that when the namaz time is up, then at least he'll get up. Now the second day, the third day, he became frustrated. The one that is getting him up, he's getting frustrated. He said, he's shouting. Now the guest is shouting the host. The host is a very wealthy person. Obviously, these people, they live with a different type of frame of mind, right? So he's getting up 1.5 hour in advance. He says, you only know how to eat fat for nothing and sleep. Can't get up for namaz. Now he had to mention these type of words, that you only know how to eat and you fat for nothing and you only know how to sleep. So that was enough for the host. So I tolerated you till this point here, but now I think I had enough of you. Don't ever come back to this house. So you see, you have turned the person away. The dawat was great, it was excellent, but you went against the usul. Because of you going against the usul, you thought you were going to score points. You thought you would twist the person's arm and get him through. But the usul is so important that you have turned the person permanently away from your dawat. Now the need was to show him ikram, to show him some respect, consideration, how to win him over, win his heart. Because he's understood the message. He's understood what you are talking, what you are standing for. But what you have lost out is you didn't show any akhlaq, you didn't show any character, you didn't show any respect, no consideration for the person. So as a result, now he's got turned away. And he's turned away, and he's turned away permanently, and he'll turn another 100 people he'll turn away. And that is all because of your stupidity. Your work is the message of Allah Ta'ala, clearly, absolute clarity, without any ambiguity, give the message. And then, after you have given the message, don't harass the person, but show akhlaq. You visit the person, and you show akhlaq, ikram, respect. If he's not going to be your full supporter, he will be your half supporter at least. Full supporter is joined you. If he's not joined you now and then, he'll get into the gush, get into the talim, into some program he will join up with you. But now you want know, you want from him 100%. Now, that was the olden style of business. 1960s, 50s, I seen business. I seen myself personally. Customer walks into the shop. Yeah, what you want? Oh, now we want tangle or blanket. You know, buy one blanket. Now, he asks how much, so right? 1 pound. That time he was using 1 pound. It's too expensive. Alright, mina pulela, make it a little bit, give you a discount. So I only got this much. He's asking for 1 pound. He said, I only got 75 cents, for example. So now you must have money. You're hiding the money away. So he'll physically search the person. Now I saw this type of business carrying on. But now this is a stupidity now. You're not supposed to turn the person away. I saw this type of things happening. Please, don't reinvent the wheel. How are you going to do this stupid type of invitation? Invitation, do it in a grand style. It's an ambiyah's message. In a style, with beauty, with respect. Bil mawizatil hasana. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah, with wisdom. Mawizatil hasana. What does it mean? With beauty, with style. The man feels, I can't resist this, man. This jamaat work, I can't resist it. But now, that speaker must be like that. You don't have to be an eloquent speaker, but there need to be some beauty, some attraction in your talk. And that attraction comes with a little bit of akhlaq. Told him, bhai, no man, that special tea I bought from Ceylon, you know, I must give it to you. I must prepare it with my own hand. I must feed it to you. You must drink the tea of mine when I prepare it. You will ever remember Ceylon tea. What is Ceylon tea? Hold him inside the house. Now, beauty. Then, idhar udhar ki baat and all, spoke about India, Pakistan, and then you slipped in a dawat also. Other, you want the man. Say, now, without beauty, the man called me. How respectfully he spoke to me. He counted me as one of his equal. But without beauty, he spoke. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'izati hasanah, with wisdom, with beautiful preaching. Not anyway. Allah Pak likes his servants. Remember, Allah Pak likes his servants. When he likes his servants, then we speak to the servants of Allah Ta'ala with respect, with beauty, with goodness, with kindness. It's a simple message, but you speak to him nicely, good approach, beauty. You see, you will attract that person. Shah Abdul Aziz Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, very great alim, 17th century, and all our silsila of hadith reaches up to him, from Shah Abdul Ghani Sahab Mujaddidi to Shah Isaak Sahab, and from Shah Isaak Sahab to Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Sahab, Hazrat Mohammad Gangohi Sahab, then Shah Abdul Ghani, from Shah Abdul Ghani to Shah Isaak, and Shah Isaak to Shah Abdul Aziz Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. So he is delivering a talk there in the Jama Masjid Delhi, and he sees one youngster's trouser flowing below his ankle. Now he needs to correct him, but how? You don't want to turn people away. You don't want to strike points and show, no, I am more smarter than you. That's not the idea. That's not dawah. That's you scoring points. The idea is not to score points. It's to win the person towards Allah. That's the idea. Now how to win the person? You have to win the person. Don't wean him from you. What? What we are doing, we are weaning the person away. So the idea is not to wean him, to win him. Weaning is different and winning is different. Understand that. So Shah Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh goes to this youngster after the talk is over. MashaAllah, what a beautiful boy, youngster, so beautiful, handsome, etc. Now he's winning him. And then he says to him, you know what? My eyesight has gone very, very weak. Shah Sahib is saying, my eyesight has gone very, very weak. I can't see at all. Now this is talking of 17th century, 200 years ago. But then too, they have to employ so much of wisdom when they're talking to someone. My eyesight has gone very weak, terribly weak. And now I'm scared. I hear some hadiths, you know, about the trouser going over the ankle. And I don't know that I am a victim of this warning or not. So please, just check up my trouser, if my trouser is right or not right. See how he's speaking to the person. So the youngster began to cry and he says, Shah Sahab, your trouser is absolutely right. I am the problem. But I make tawbah from today, I'll never do this again. But now how you speak to the person? You don't jam the person, don't smash the person, don't hurt him, don't break him down. Win the person towards Allah Ta'ala. Take him. Sabko le karke chalo. That must be the idea, that must be the motto. Over a cup of tea, with a little bit of good preaching, an invitation, call the person home, show him that you love him. When you show him that love, he must melt down. He must melt, whatever it is, but he must melt down. I was talking of this person here. This person now is giving the invitation 1.5 hour before the namaz. Why, you fat for nothing? Sleeping and eating whole day, good for nothing here. That person threw him out of the house and says, oh, you're not doing namaz, you'll go Jahannam. So alright, you can go Jannat and I'll go Jahannam. Now see this. The stupidity that has been caused is because of the da'i. This is his approach. He's putting right onto the door of Jahannam. He's making, he's spurring him to talk like this. So no, I'm not going to read namaz before. He spited him and he's hurting him. So he says, no, I'm not going to read namaz. So but who brought him to that point? This person that is inviting, he brought him to that point. So that's not the idea. Idea is Allah Pak loves his servant. So you speak to the servants of Allah with love, with respect, with muhabbat. You'll see you'll win them all. All you'll win them all. But you need to speak to them with love. Because it's his servants. He loves them and you need to talk to them with love. Hazrat Muawiyah Qasim Sahib Nanuti Rahmatullahi, the founder of Darul Uloom Deoband, he used to be first working at a printing press, Hazrat Muawiyah Qasim Sahib Rahmatullahi, Mir somewhere. And there was one Pathan that used to be Mulana's accomplice. His clothing was all off, beard was all off. But Muawiyah didn't tell him anything. Because he understood, now this man is a very strong personality. When the personality is very strong, then you can't just win the person straight. It takes time. He's got a strong personality. He can't be easily influenced. So now, what approach must I use? So Mawla befriended the person. In that zamana, you didn't have taps and all that. So if that person needs to have a bath on a Friday or whatever, Mawla would help him take the water, pass on the towel, clothing, all that. Mawla would do it himself. Imagine the founder of Deoband, such a great buzurg. And this person here is helping him with basic menial things. Mawla is helping him out. After the affinity grew, one day Mawla tells this person, you know, it doesn't sound right that the affinity of our friendship is so much thick. We are so thick. And then I am on a different wavelength. You are on a different wavelength. What you must do? This Friday, get 2 pairs of clothing and I will wear your clothing. His clothing all off. Mawla is telling you, get two pairs of clothing and I will adopt your clothing. But now, by this time, Mawla had already won the person over. So he cried and he said, Mawla, you know what, I am a fool, I am stupid. Don't ever you wear my clothing. My clothing is absolutely rubbish. But I make tuba, I will wear your clothing from today onwards. So it's a way, how you get people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a way, it's love, affection, muhabbat, kindness. Right. So this is the first point. Ma alayna illa al-balagh al-mubin. You win people over. And winning takes time. Call the person home for a meal. Talk to him nicely. See? Visit the person. Respect the person. See, many of you all didn't see the work from the very beginning. Alhamdulillah, we had the good fortune to see this Jamaat work from the very beginning. 1962-63, we've seen the work from then. At that time, in this whole area, well, Spingo Beach was still a white area where we were living in Reunion. There was hardly even Fajr Namaz going in the masjid. No Fajr Namaz. Maybe sometimes just the Imam there or just the Muazzin. Otherwise, no Fajr Namaz. It was closed. I remember myself, we going out of the van, making gusht for Namaz before Fajr. Can you imagine? Making gusht for Fajr Namaz before Fajr. And we used to be going, we as little children, we're going out house to house, and we're singing our nazam that we learned in the madrasa. Utho, uthne walo, sahar ho chuki hai. And several other words, get the whole van full, going for namaz. People didn't have cars and all that at that time. The van is full, going for namaz. On a Sunday, then all are coming together, and we're having coffee and biscuits and cakes and all that. Everybody's very happy. And more musallis we're getting for the next week, mashallah. Now you can't say that this is the adab of gush. Give them a meal and a treat and all that. It's not the adab of gush. But you need to win people somehow to the masjid. How to get them? There's no fajr namaz taking place at all. How to get them to the masjid? See? So it's a way, it's a system. So this is the one thing. The second thing is, in da'wat work, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. If you have a jamaat that is coming from outside, then you need a jamaat from within as well. If you got an outgush, you need an ingush. If there is assistance and support from the outside, then you need some work from within as well. See this jamaat that is coming, Surah Yasin. This jamaat is coming from without. They're coming from outside. And there is a jamaat that is working from within. Ja'a min aqsal madinati rajul yasa. From the town. From a distant part of the town, one person comes up. He is supporting, who is supporting this jamaat? Qala ya qawmi ittabi'u al-mursaleen. Can you see? See the wording of the Quran. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So there is a jamaat from without, it's coming from outside, and there is a jamaat from within that is supporting that jamaat, that's coming from the outside. So the jamaat can strengthen if these two forces get together, outside and inside. The outgush and ingush. You only got outgush doesn't work, only ingush doesn't work. But outgush and ingush now, both gelling together, now it strengthens the whole thing. جَاءَ مِنْ أَخْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ. And that person from within, now he must support it. He must support the work. You see, he's supporting the work. And then he's giving you a criteria to see the truth from the wrong. And you see, he's giving you a criteria to see and to decipher the truth from falsehood. اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. This is the principle, this is the guide. The person that is calling towards Allah Ta'ala, he mustn't have any other hidden agenda. It must be pure. No hidden agenda. He didn't come here to join in a dawat, whatever. There was a walima carrying on in Spingo Beach, so I brought one jamaat from Spingo Hills, came here. Because I know now, because the walima dawat is carrying on here. So they'll see the jamaat and they'll say, yes, you also join in the meals. So no hidden agenda. There's no hidden agenda. The agenda is just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا. He's got no hidden agenda, not asking for any remuneration. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. They also on the right. See, the ones that are inviting, they must be on the right. They must have a system within them. There must be an example. Mawlana Ubaidullah sahab, Balyawi rahmatullah alayhi, one of the elders of Nizamuddin. So I heard him personally, and I wanted to know, he came here, what, 74, 75. He was in Spingo Beach, so I want to know how he joined up in the Jamaat. So he's explaining his old incident. So he was a student in Darulum Deoband, and one Mewati Jamaat came in. And came to Deoband. And Mewatis in those days were all more or less unlettered, illiterate people. So the kurtas were long, trousers were above the ankles, and quite concerned, you could see Noor on the face, and each one was reciting Tasbih. Just that spectacle of this attracted me. These are people of the truth. These are people of the truth, and they are supposed to be emulated, they are supposed to be followed. Just looking at them was enough to impress me. Whereas they were an unlettered group of people, illiterate group of people, but my eyes fell on them, and I felt that they are the people of the truth. So, these people that are going out, they must be an example, they must be fikr, concern. Now you're going out, talking around, joking, no fikr, no concentration. So people feel, well, we also making picnic and rejoicing and merrymaking, and they also merrymaking and picnicking and rejoicing. So what's the difference between us and them? But now you've got fikr, concern, worry. So the outsiders that are watching you, they're observing you, they feel that no, you've got some very great purpose for which you have come. They're also impressed. اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. That's the third adab. The fourth adab, مَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. There's two adabs here. One adab is, he is not reprimanding them. He's not reprimanding them. Rather, he's addressing himself. There's no reason that I don't worship Allah Ta'ala. So, who is he throwing the blame upon? He's throwing it upon myself, upon his own self. He's not reproaching them. He is not reprimanding them. Rather, he's addressing himself. There's no, what's the reason why I shouldn't be worshipping Allah Ta'ala? And then he's giving the introduction to Allah Ta'ala. Who is Allah Ta'ala? He's introducing Allah Ta'ala, the first point, you know, kalima. He's introducing the first point and he's not reproaching them. Reproaching them, what's wrong with you people? You're not worshipping, you're not making namaz. What's wrong with you people? Look, don't come to masjid. But the other way is, why? Is there any reason I shouldn't be going to the masjid? When he is my creator, he is feeding me, he is taking care of me. Okay? So you see the address, the approach. مَالِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَّرَنِي. So he's introducing Allah Ta'ala to them, and by the same token, He is not insulting them, he is not reproaching them, he is not reprimanding them. Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. When the whole message is clear now, he sees those people. Now, this is my stance. My stance is absolutely clear. Inni amantu. I am also a believer. You see? So many adabs in just this one ruku, if someone just examines it carefully, you'll find so many adabs of da'wat. That how you speak to the person, how do you extend the message, what must be the qualities and the sifat of the da'i, and in conveying the message, what things you need to keep in mind. And if you don't keep this in mind, then you turn the person away from the work rather than turning him into the work. See, the least we can do, alright, everybody cannot speak, someone is naturally gifted in speaking and someone can't speak, but the least we can do is we cooperate and we support the work that is good. The work that is good is going in the right direction. The least we can do is support the work, cooperate with them, say it's a good work, cooperate with them somehow or the other. Cooperation in different ways. One way of cooperating is join them, right? The other way of cooperating, if they come to your area, at least sit in some of the programs, invite them home. If you can't afford inviting them for home to your place, give them some tea or biscuits or something, but you're cooperating with them. They feel so nice. They came from abroad. You brought the tea, you brought some biscuits, so they feel that this person is with us. Then the Jamaat people, they mustn't know. They must weigh a situation differently. So, you know, we're not drinking your tea until you don't join us. We don't drink your tea until you don't join us. Now, that mustn't be, mustn't have a hardline attitude. Don't have that hardline attitude. Some Jamaat may have done it in some circumstance, it may have worked. In every circumstance, it won't work. Right? But you offer the tea, offer some biscuit, something. So that person feels that I'm part of this thing here. Though I'm not fully supportive, but I'm part of it in some way or the other. So we cooperate with it. So the second way, one is either you join in the programs, in the Gersh, Talim, whatever. If you can't do that, at least in the food. If you can't even do that, at least some tea or something. Talk nicely with them. And if you can't do all that, then the last level is raise your hands and ask dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their good, for their progress. That's the last. So you will see that whole Jamaat effort will seem like one group, one brotherhood. You're not a split group. One single group. Inna hadhi ummatukum ummatan wahida. You are a single group. You're not a divided group. Right? Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib kare.